morning. Today is Monday, March the 21st. Is it spring? Was spring
it
yesterday?
It doesn't feel like spring.
Spring tomorrow? No, it feels like a soggy spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe we stepped on
it.
It
rained
spring.
At my house this morning. I don't know about yours.
Deluge is more the comment that I would have. Yeah. Joining us this morning is the bank dude, Mr. Dalby. Hey, guy.
Brian, it is, as always, a pleasure to be here with you and to hopefully turn off many, many radios.
Yes, indeed. You are the bank building was the discussion I had with one of our guys last Friday in Brookings. They were referencing the wall, the mural, as a landmark.
Oh, interesting. Well, that is actually
which is kind of cool.
That's Mr. Arkley's.
Well, I know,
mural
but
on his wall. So
you know, if you guys like had a little bit of ivy or something connecting the two buildings on a sketch or something like that. Yeah.
Well, they should reverse the flow of traffic on 4th Street so that you could see it when you came down.
Oh,
that would actually.
I see. I thought that was the attractant for people to park in your parking lot from all over downtown.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've had that discussion too. So our quote this morning, if I can find where your notation is. Boy, you know, you didn't write down any numbers here at all.
I put a little mark there because I didn't want to mess up your book.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll take care of that part of the equation here real quickly. Comes from... how did you find that? in our quote book, under the category of service, Principles of Rotary,
yeah.
1905. I probably should have looked at this one a little bit earlier. The ideal of service is the basis of all worthy enterprise. And didn't say Paul Harris, but I would imagine yeah. He was probably in on that one somewhere. So how's old town, how's downtown doing? What are you hearing?
Well, we're looking forward to the opening of reopening, I should say, the Carson Block building. If you haven't seen that, it's absolutely beautiful. The exterior, I did get a tour of the interior, but they hadn't pulled down, you know, all the protective casings around the wainscot and all that. So I'm looking forward to
retail
that.
Downstairs still?
That's my understanding, is retail downstairs, upstairs is office space, and beautiful office space, really, very nice. And then, of course, you know, it'd be wonderful to see the theater up there restored, yeah. But that's not going to happen, at least on this round, is my understanding.
Or at least plexiglass so you could look through and see. I think that's such a cool building, such a cool building. Now, with historical preservation like that, obviously, is they waive the parking in lieu of fees and all that kind of stuff because it was pre-existing?
No, that is a parking district, so you don't have to have parking for construction downtown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then those monies, in theory, go to purchasing and maintaining parking lots, right?
Well, it depends on where you are. There's a specific district in downtown, in Old Town, which precludes you from having to deal with that. Other parts of the city, you would have to have parking or pay a fee to waive the requirement. You know, you probably want to get the city manager or somebody who really knows what they're talking about on that issue down here.
Oh, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the bank dude, John Dalby. John, some of the different things that we talk about with business, whether it's new construction, remodeling, or existing, how challenging is it for a business to fill a spot? I'm thinking you guys have got somebody now across the alley from you. And... okay, fine. They're there. Do a lot of businesses not understand what it takes to develop foot traffic or what it takes to become a business on somebody's shopping list?
Yeah, that's a big question. that's a really big question. The one of the challenges here is to think about what it is that you're selling. So, and this was a question that was asked to me because, you know, I know what my sales proposition is. I sell a commodity, but what is it that I add to that commodity that makes me differentiates me from somebody else? And that is two things: service and the fact that we help the local economy by bringing additional jobs and by putting the monies that we take in deposit back into work in our community. So
is that part of the buying decision for a lot of people? The first one, certainly.
Yeah, the first one's pretty straightforward. The second one used to be the biggest sales proposition for our industry, for community banks, was the fact that we were local and we were putting the money back in. But as the generations have changed, that becomes less of an issue. And you see that not only in banking, but you see it in all areas. You know, if you look at retail, you know, things have shifted to big boxes, and we've seen, you know, national chains, and we've seen the demise of the, you know, the local department store, the demise of the, you know, a lot of the local, you know,
period.
Yeah, exactly. And so the question you have to ask yourself is what are you selling? So if you're selling clothing, you know, if you're just going to sell clothing, well, you have to go up against the national chain. But if you can define yourself differently, what is it that you're selling? So as I looked at our business, you know, yes, our selling proposition is, you know, a commodity plus service plus local. But what we're really selling is relationship. You know, you walk in and people know who you are. And you feel comfortable. And, you know, our challenge at the bank is to make your visit to the bank the highlight of your day. Now, banking's not exactly the most exciting thing to do, but so it's a big challenge. But that's the challenge that we take on.
I would argue that most businesses, even if it's not person to person, is relationship based. Now, how you define the relationship varies. You know, a restaurant's going to be a little bit different than buying an automobile. Be a little bit different than buying clothing, going to be a little different than buying a book, and what our expectations are.
So let's shift this to clothing, you know, because you brought up the one example, but we'll just use that. So if I'm buying clothing, I have a number of choices. I can go to a large department store, I can go to a small retailer, you know, local retailer, or I can go online. So
notice how catalog doesn't even enter anymore.
Yeah. I still get catalogs, but I don't think I even open them anymore.
They're really thin.
But, you know, those are your choices. So if I'm a local retailer, what am I selling? What am I going to differentiate myself? Why would somebody want to come to my store as opposed to, you know, going to a discount retailer or going on the internet?
Is there as much competition in the service sector as there is in the retail?
It's harder to sell services on a national basis. It's not impossible. It's tax season. So, you know, what are your choices to do your taxes? Well, you can either use a, you know, pen and pencil and a calculator and fill out the forms yourself. You can buy Quicken, you know, and download and a program that will help you do it.
That's right. You don't even get a box anymore.
You can go. You can go to a major retailer like H&R Block, or you can go to a local tax preparer, CPA, and you know those are your choices. So why would you select one over another? So what are you selling?
Take that to a plumber, say, or a carpet cleaner.
It gets harder to be a national plumber.
And that's kind of the distinction between the two. I heard a reference just a couple minutes ago with one of our stations up north for the garbage collecting, and they were doing a special, one of those toxic material kinds of things. But they used the reference Roto-Rooter. I thought, gee, I wonder how many people even remember Roto-Rooter as a national plumber.
Yeah, it's still around.
It's still there, and a lot of them, the franchise fees and things like that, but still perceived as local by most folks, just like the restaurant chains. Franchise, I would imagine, kind of falls in between there.
Well, yeah, you have the locals, you have the franchises, and then you have the nationals. And the franchises can or cannot be, locally owned.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with the bank dude, John Dalby from Redwood Capital Bank. Talk shop presented by Redek and CDH Painting. John, business people who are in business, do they tend to understand the front side?
As opposed to business people who aren't in business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of folks who are in business for the front side of the counter. And they're not in business for the back side of the counter.
Please explain that to me.
The front side is, let's say we're in a shoe store, and you love shoes, and you love selling shoes, and you love the consumer interaction and the public interaction. You're on the front side. But when it comes to doing the books, not so much so. Or you go the other way around, and somebody knows the real business, but you don't ever want them on the floor because they're going to blow people out in about 2 seconds. Two elements of the same business, both as critical as the other, but I think a lot of folks in business are on the front side and they don't understand the back side. Is that one of the challenges when you're talking about what kind of business are you in? To get folks to really grasp that, the commodity part of this may or may not be what your business really is.
So if I'm selling, let's use shoes, your example. If I'm selling shoes and I'm a local retailer, I'm probably carrying the same shoes as an internet retailer. And maybe
or a series of internet retailers.
Right. Or probably the same shoes that, I can buy at a large department store, potentially.
Sure.
And so the question then becomes, what is it you're selling that those other retailers can't? And defining that is the challenge. So why should I come to you and buy my shoes from the local retailer as opposed to ordering them on the internet or going to a department store, a national chain? And if you can define that, you'll be more successful because then you can sell it.
And focus on it.
Right.
What I wrote down, maybe it's an amalgamation of service and relationship. You're selling the experience. Charles Revson, Revlon, had a great quote. And I think it may be apropos to what you're referencing. He said, in the factory, we sell cosmetics. In the health and beauty departments, we sell hope. The experience.
Sure.
So how do you train your folks from being size 14, double A, cowhide. 25 stitches in the front and the heels made of rubber. And nobody sells a shoe that way. You know, it's, oh, it doesn't look good. But in a lot of industries, that's what they sell. It's got a four-stroke. Okay, so how do you get your folks to sell experience rather than tangible?
So what we're trying to define there is features versus benefits. So a feature for the car is a Hemi, you know, big V8 Hemi engine. The benefit is that you have lots of power. You have the exhilaration of being able to step on that accelerator and get pushed back into your seat. And
you have to file a flight plan in order to go to the grocery store. Yeah.
And I can pass anybody on the, you know, on the highway at any place I want. So, that's where you're talking about the features versus the benefits. And a lot of times when we're selling, you know, we start talking about, you know, the features. And the features for that shoe that's nationally produced is the same whether it's, you know, I can read about that same feature as I, you know, on the internet or go and, you know, talk to somebody in a department store. So again, I come back, why the retailer? And is it consultative? Are you, a shoe consultant that you're creating an environment in which somebody is going to get a better fit? You know, when was the last time that I stuck my foot in one of those fitting things, you know, when, as a kid, you know, that metal thing you'd stick in it.
Hornbrook shoes, baby.
Yeah, where the ball of your foot was and where your toes are and how wide it was.
The X-ray.
Exactly.
The deadly machine now is what they, I think, reference.
And so there was a lot of things that were done to try and ensure that you had the right pair of shoes on. I think Scholl's and some of the other thing, you know, companies have a place where you can go and stand on and tells you what insert to put in and so forth. So, you know, what is it that you're selling? You know, and ask yourself that. What am I selling and why should my customers come to me? And then now you have something to advertise and to market, you know, what it is that you're actually selling. So if I were to pose that question to you, you sell commercials on the radio.
Right.
And they are features. They come on so many times an hour. They can be 30 seconds or 60 seconds. But what are you selling me?
Foot traffic. It's one of the things that we talk about. Mm-hmm. But I would suggest, as being part of the marketing equation, we're selling hundreds of things a day.
Correct, but that's if you came to
but
me
for
and
our
said,
guys,
said, you know, you should buy advertising. Well, why? Why should I buy advertising from you? And so by understanding that, you can now sell it because...
Right. You have a focus and a better understanding of what you're trying to accomplish.
You know, Starbucks uses the, you know, they don't sell coffee. They sell a coffee experience is the way they put it. And, you know, I think that's pretty, it's, you know, obviously
funny, it's more
successful.
Of a blueberry experience for me.
Yeah. But you know, that if you could take that same concept and take it to your business, then what are you selling?
I wonder how many folks can make that leap. Because it does take a little bit of introspection, and it may not be a comfortable experience or process to determine whatever it is.
Most of them are doing it already. They just don't
understand
it. They don't know how to define it.
What I would suggest... And how does this fit into your model is you may not know what you're selling, and that's okay. Find out what your customer is buying from you and come at it from that direction.
Well, certainly it would be an added bonus if what you're selling somebody wants to buy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you talk to your customers. Mm-hmm. Why do you come in here? Why don't you go somewhere else? Why don't you use the internet? What makes us the place you want to go to? And then really hone and develop that. We both know a lot of business folks who know from the office what they're selling, but they don't understand what the customer is buying because they never talked to them.
Yeah.
I suppose that's part of that continuum.
You mean communication?
Yeah. Maybe. KINS, News and Information Time, is 8:43. We'll communicate more when we return. We'll be right back.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with John Dalby. John, if folks in business or folks considering getting into business, whether it's in the service, the retail, something else, where can they go to kind of get a jump start on mushing ideas around?
Well, you have the small business CBDC, is that right?
SBDC.
SBDC, yeah. Small Business Development Center that, you know, has consultants available. There are some, you know, marketing people around, if that's specifically what you're looking for, you know, is assistance in trying to develop a message. And, you know, what I think is one of the best things to do is find the most successful person outside your market area. And, you know, go talk to them and find out what it is that they do. What are their secrets and how do they do things? And I've seen a number.
Be sure you have a clear distinction of your marketing area.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's, you know, I can think of right now a really good example of a business that was not doing well. They went and found the most successful business in the country, you know, in their industry. Learned a great deal, emulated it, and they turned their business around and are extremely successful.
Local?
Yes.
Very cool.
And yeah, it is. It's really cool. I mean, when you talk about this stuff and you see somebody who actually went out and did it, turned things around and created an extremely successful business by emulating the model of somebody who'd already pioneered it.
You know, sometimes you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can find one and buy it.
Yeah.
Very cool indeed. Thanks for coming by.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Brian.
We've been talking shop with John Dalby. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.